Hey, everybody, we ignore the Jerry Springer sideshow in Congress, and we focus on what is now materializing as a serious story, how Big Fannie Willis is getting orders, likely, it looks like it, from the Biden White House. It's an important story. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show and get your friends to also subscribe. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. We got some sort of a Maury reality television show going on in the House of Representatives. We're going to passively cover this throughout the hour. I'm not that interested in it. Hunter Biden shows up. They're screaming at each other. Nancy Mace goes all feminine mystique and Betty Friedan and starts saying, I'm a woman and I'm strong. And then I like MTG, but it's just so cringe. And she says, oh, you know, this is what happens when, you know, someone doesn't like strong conservative women. Like, stop with the identity politics thing. And then Nancy Mace is coming out saying, this is the epitome of white privilege. Like, what are you doing? Get out of the way. Okay. We got real stuff to do. We got real stuff to do. That's not it. The border's wide open. The FBI is completely out of control. And we are close. We are inches away from finally proving that the Biden White House Counsel's Office, not even the Department of Justice, that's the kicker. The actual in-house White House Counsel's Office, which is in the Eisenhower building right next to the White House. If you know the geography of how the White House is laid out, the actual White House and then thousands of attaché employees are right next door in the ugliest building in Washington, D.C., called the Eisenhower Executive Office Building, EEOB. And that is where the White House Counsel's Office is. And we now know that personal injury lawyer Nathan Wade, otherwise known as Black Better Call Saul, visits him or has phone calls with them. So I'm not going to really fall for the reality television sideshow. Hunter Biden shows up, he storms out, he's screaming, he's yelling, and Marjorie Taylor Greene's talking about being a strong woman, and Nancy Mace is lecturing us about white privilege. Clown show. Distraction. Not interested. Let's get to real stuff. And the real stuff is that the 2024 election, which we all agree is the election to end all elections, that's what they're saying, it's the big one. It is the one where there's so many issues that are culminating. That election is being actively interfered with, not just by Merrick Garland, we know that, not just by Jack Smith, but now we have smoking gun evidence that it goes back to Joe Biden himself in one way, shape, or form. Now, this is critical because every time Joe Biden is asked about the indictments of Donald Trump, every time that Joe Biden is asked about the Jack Smith, he says, oh, I have nothing to do with it. It's its own special counsel. It's relegated off to the side. The same way that the sinister, the wicked, the treasonous Joe Biden lies about his business dealings with Hunter Biden, he is lying about being involved, at the very least aware of what the White House Counsel's Office is doing with Big Fannie Willis. So the more we learn about the Big Fannie Willis story, the better this gets. This has all the makings of a Black entertainment television lifetime saga of one of these stories of, I can't believe he cheated on me. Like Carl Weber's book, The Preacher's Son. I mean, there's a whole genre of these, or Carl Weber, Something on the Side. Do we have some of these books that we could show up? Now, Nathan Wade, this guy's a hustler. He reminds me of Better Call Saul. If you don't know what Better Call Saul is, it was a spinoff series from Breaking Bad. He was the kind of hilarious hustle lawyer in the series Breaking Bad. He spun off into its own television program. And the guy's always trying to cut in line and push the boundaries and break the law. The whole thing's out of control. So this guy, Nathan Wade, is a personal injury lawyer. What, again, nothing against personal injury lawyers. I'm sure there's some great ones out there. Most of them are just ambulance chasers, honestly. They make society overly litigious. Not exactly my favorite types of people. And the ads are just nauseating. What is a personal injury lawyer doing with over 16 billable hours with White House counsel's office? A personal injury lawyer. The answer is that Fannie Willis, because of what county she represented, because of the swing state that she was located in, because she's a black woman, because she's hyper-aggressive, very ambitious, and willing, is Big Fannie Willis. She needed somebody to help her put together the documents and the prosecutorial configuration of how to get Donald Trump. And Nathan Wade, this personal injury lawyer, that according to court filings, they have some sort of romantic relationship. Now, I can't wait for what's happening next. The chances that Nathan Wade is loyal in a romantic sense to Big Fannie Willis is nothing, zero. And just wait until Big Fannie Willis finds out that Nathan Wade is being fruitful and multiplying all throughout Fulton County. She's going to start throwing shoes. She's going to start screaming and yelling. She's going to make Hunter Biden look like nothing when he's running out of this congressional hearing. She's going to start screaming from the rooftop. He was married last time when he was allegedly sleeping with her. They're traveling. They're going to Napa Valley. They're going on cruises. This whole thing is outrageous. And it would not be worthy of our programming right here on the Charlie Kirk Show, because this is inner city typical Democrat politics. It happens in Chicago, happens in Philadelphia, happens in Detroit. It's just the way it is. You get these corrupt, awful people. Baltimore, you kind of roll your eyes. There's an indictment here or there. You move on. Not national news. The reason this is national news and not just business as usual is Big Fannie Willis is deciding to try to destroy your sacred, your holy constitutional right to vote in a non-interfered election. Gloves are off, Big Fannie Willis. The gloves are off. Big Fannie, it would be one thing if you just wanted to do $600,000 to your boy toy, go on Carnival cruises, celebrity cruises, go down to Barbados, get super drunk and pass out on a beach. You'd just be a typical Democrat. We just ignore you, fine. You've decided to deploy your boy toy and to get on conference calls with the White House and show up to parties, which we now know about, with your personal injury lawyer. And you're in the big leagues now, Fannie Willis. And you might be breaking laws. And you could just see Big Fannie Willis. She's just screaming, how could you do this? Gave you $500,000. And I mean, this thing is a volcano waiting to happen. And we're not going to let up because of all the indictments that are in front of us right now. Got Alvin Bragg. The guy's a joke. It is one of the weakest indictments ever. Literally one of the weakest indictments ever written. You don't even have, I mean, you could have Nathan Wade defend Donald Trump and potentially beat these charges in New York. It's so ridiculous. Campaign finance and Stormy Daniels. The whole thing is just insane, okay? It's like you didn't fill out the documents correctly. And then you got Jack Smith, who is just completely deranged. Jack Smith, who's completely unhinged. January 6th charges. They haven't yet indicted him with a superseding indictment with insurrection. That may or may not be coming. We don't know yet. And then they have the documents case, which is outrageous, considering what Hillary Clinton did to classified information with emails, considering what the Mueller team did. Oh, we forgot our passwords multiple times and it deleted all our text messages and they lied about it. What Lois Lerner did to emails. It is standard operating procedure for people in government to destroy documents, to destroy classified information. They have like a trillion documents for something ridiculous in D.C. of what is considered to be classified. More laws, less justice. They classify everything for no reason whatsoever. Oh, what'd you have for lunch today? Turkey sandwich, classified. And you do something with that document, boom, they have you. Right now, I guarantee you, Merrick Garland in the last couple of weeks has violated the classified document standard. Did you bring work home? Did you have something on a kitchen table? Did your spouse happen to see a document that was quote-unquote classified? You could be breaking the classified document threshold. The one, though, that is the clear and present danger to us having what we are entitled to in election is Big Fannie Willis. And in this kind of incredible, like poetic way, we have the worst of the inner city Democrat regime that acts so above the law. The crimes they commit, I mean, again, they're a reflection of their constituency, right? Fulton County is full of criminals, so they elect criminals. It shouldn't be a huge surprise to anybody. So Big Fannie, she all of a sudden shows up, hires her boy toy, deploys him to the White House, does what she wants. She's very, very ambitious. She thinks she's untouchable, the same way Claudine Gay thought that she was untouchable, the same way that Lloyd Austin thinks he's untouchable. These people are all diversity, affirmative action, DEI picks. They're not very bright, same way Michelle Obama, Ketanji Brown Jackson, Karine Jean-Pierre, they're all affirmative action types, not very bright. They can't tell what a woman is. They can't answer a question straight. And all of a sudden, the pressure of the world comes on. They are racist. My name's Big Fanny. How dare you look into my spending? Well, guess what? You're going after not just the president. You're going after an election, and we're not going to let off. And there's new layoff. There's new revelations that you visited the White House. Why? We don't know. And again, House Republicans, we got this like Maury meets daytime television. Who's the sugar mama thing going on in the House Republican thing? Hunter Biden storming out. What are we doing here, guys? You have in front of you a potential smoking gun, a 2024 election, and I got to worry about Hunter Biden being asked what kind of crack does he smoke? Republicans, snap out of it. This is the scandal. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. If you're looking for a reliable and clear way to have voice and text communication to any number from anywhere in the world, you need a satellite phone, and no one does it better than the Satellite Phone Store. So go to sat123.com. Check out sat123.com. There's no tracking. No one can listen in on your calls, and it's the most secure way to communicate is from satellite phone to satellite phone. Even the U.S. military uses satellite phones, and you'll never get an advancement from any companies because everything you do with a satellite phone will be 100% private. In the USA this year, only 5% of the island in Maui burned, but 95% of the island lost its power and cell service. Even the 911 emergency service was down because they had no access to satellite communication backup. Be ready. Prepare your family. With power and communication, go to sat123.com, get a free sat phone for free on a 15-month agreement and a $1,200 value. Safety and security are just a click away. sat123.com, that's sat123.com. If you look at the log entries now, Fannie Willis herself showed up as a White House visitor on the night of February 28th, 2023. Just a few days after Donald Trump is indicted. Now, a few caveats. Just looking at the log entry, this seems to have been an evening event on the White House lawn with quite a few people there. And the host was Kamala Harris. So it doesn't necessarily mean it was a one-on-one meeting in the Oval Office, but there's still kind of place where quiet, informal conversations can happen. And what is a local DA a couple days after the indictment of Trump showing up at the White House? I'm sure people wanted to get their picture with Big Fanny. Now, this is incredibly sinister. At the very least, it is the appearance of sinister. And I want to just prove this to you, because I'm sure some of you say, but Charlie, Hunter Biden, it's the whole story. No, hold on. Guys, you're missing it. This is way, 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 way more important. The Hunter Biden thing is critical. But honestly, Republicans, the last 11 months, have been playing patty cake and taking time off. And in some ways, we have to figure out how we're going to get a fair 2024 election. And if we are able to use the House of Representatives to uncover the corruption in the Fulton County office, that information can be used by the Trump defense team to delay this trial or dismiss the charges. The Georgia case is serious. The Georgia case is the last remaining case that might happen based on all the timelines before the 2024 election in a battleground state. At the very least, we should try and question the integrity of Big Fannie Willis so that people look at this as a politically charged prosecution. So let me tell you what I have believed for a while, and then I'm going to try to prove it through the facts that we have available. I have believed just on my gut, based on my instinct, that Joe Biden and his allies have been calling shots and have been the hub of coordination for the federal government and the state and the local charges against Donald Trump. We have been searching for where is the war room? Where is the place where they map all this stuff out? Where is it happening? And it is surfacing potentially that one of the places where they are coordinating this activity is in the White House counsel's office, the command and control operation. So we know that personal injury lawyer, Black Better Call Saul, Nathan Wade, had 16 billable hours with the White House counsel's office, 8 of which were 3 days after Donald Trump declares for the presidency. So Donald Trump declares for the presidency, and Nathan Wade has some form of a communique and or meeting, we don't know, with the White House counsel's office. What was the extent of that meeting? What was discussed? Why is a personal injury lawyer who has never prosecuted a case, why does he even get the time of day with the White House counsel's office? On the invoice that he put towards the Fulton County reimbursement, he said for anti-corruption. So at the very least, he was seeking advice. Now, this is what's important, everybody. Their argument might be, well, he wanted to get advice about presidential immunity. That if I was them, that I was thinking about this all night. What? How would I spin this? How would I spin this? This is what they would say. They would say that Nathan Wade wanted to see what holes would be in their arguments to go after what presidential immunity would be. So they wanted to talk to a current White House counsel's office. If that's the case, why didn't he go talk to the Department of Justice? Not Joe Biden's personal lawyers. That's what's critical here, everybody, is that the White House counsel's office acts as the president of the United States lawyers while he is president of the United States. It is their job. It is their directive to protect the president legally. So all this stuff that you're seeing about suing on the border and suing Greg Abbott, all of that goes to the White House counsel's office. Executive orders, pardons, all of that goes to the White House counsel's office. All of it. The White House counsel's office, their main directive constitutionally is to protect Joe Biden legally. It is the epicenter, and it's all under attorney-client privilege. It is the hardest office for Congress to check and balance. We learned this with Donald Trump. Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff, the one part of the executive branch that they could never pierce was Pat Cipollone and the White House counsel's office. It's all under, and it should be, attorney-client privilege. So doesn't that warrant a rapid amount of questioning? We're just getting into this. And my gut, my instinct tells me that we now have evidence that Joe Biden is directly calling shots to interfere with our election. Traditional media is crumbling. Why? Because they're hiding something, something big. People are realizing they're being lied to left and right, even by institutions they thought they could trust. But you've known the truth all along. You also know that the time to prepare for what's coming is right now. Get started by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll save $200 on an essential 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. Over the years, My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families prepare for emergencies, and yours should be next. Sealed inside ultra-durable packaging, their delicious meals last up to 25 years in storage and provide over 2,000 calories daily. Eat right when things go wrong with these 3-month emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply. With $200 in savings, you can get enough for each family member. They deserve your protection. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Order by 3 p.m. for free day shipping. That is free same-day shipping. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Let's just take a step back, everybody. Joe Biden needs to try to remove Donald Trump from the ballot. He's doing everything he can to pretend that he's not involved and he's not aware. The more that we can prove that a current unpopular president, a current illegitimate president, is using the government to prevent an opposition leader and former president from becoming president again, not only is it helpful, it is critical. That is one of the most critical arguments that we can make in 2024. If you look at the most important things we can do, securing the border, that's not going to happen. Speaker Johnson has no desire to secure the border. Speaker Johnson would rather be praised by Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer comes out and says Speaker Johnson is a respectful man. So the border will not be secured this year. Greg Abbott is not going to do it. Speaker Johnson is not going to do it. We are going to pound our fist on the table. We're going to ask. We're going to plead. We're going to hope. We're going to do everything we can. But Speaker Johnson would rather be praised by Chuck Schumer. Okay, we need to make sure that 702 is not renewed in its current fashion or form, the ability to spy on millions of Americans. There's an opportunity for this, but Speaker Johnson will likely betray us in the name of Christianity like he has with almost everything else. So hopefully that happens. Number three, cut spending. Speaker Johnson has no desire to cut spending. In fact, every time I get a guest on the program, they're telling me, stop getting your hopes up. I was texting with Chip Roy this morning. We see the presidential primary differently. He's behind DeSantis. I'm behind Trump. It's fine. I really like Chip. He's a terrific guy. And he's so angry at Speaker Johnson, basically telegraphing that we're not going to get anything. There's no wins. There's no adjustments. There's no spending cuts. Business as usual. Now, whether or not Ukraine is going to get more money remains to be seen. That is a pressure point that we can really exploit. You have to be willing to shut down the government. They don't want to do that. So what I'm getting from everybody is focus that, hey, we have to win. We have to win. We have to win. I totally agree. Fine. So we're just shifting all of our focus. This is why we went scorched earth back before Thanksgiving, because I saw this whole thing unfolding. I said, why are you guys taking time off? You're punting to January, which means you're punting to November. You won't get cuts. We saw it so clearly. So therefore, if the election in November is the whole enchilada, which it looks like it is, and Donald Trump with his mandate as head of the executive branch, then why are we acting as if this election is normal? It's not. He's currently not allowed on the ballot in Maine. In Colorado, he's not allowed on the ballot, 4-3 decision, but they're waiting for the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene. That's never happened before. But who is calling these shots? We're just supposed to believe that Big Fannie Willis and Alvin Bragg and Jack Smith ex nihilo came out of nothing and all decided to indict Donald Trump within a 90-day window with similar types of arguments. Of course not. There is an offensive coordinator. There's someone that has a play sheet here. There's someone that is scripting this. There's someone up high in the press box putting in, and the quarterback says, okay. And they have play 1, 2, 3, 4. By the way, for those of you that are football aficionados, which I am, the best offensive coordinators have 3 plays in a row, and one play sets up the other play. Steve Sarkisian, who is now the head coach of Texas football, was the pioneer of this, which he wants to get to the third play, and the first 2 plays are setup plays to get to the third play. Might be a handoff right, sweep left, and then a screen pass. And he wants to get to that screen pass to eventually manipulate the defense towards that. It's exactly what's happened to these indictments. Alvin Bragg was the fullback to go forward. Okay, they set it up. Then Jack Smith with the documents. Jack Smith, January 6th, which then led to what legal experts have said to be one of the most serious of all cases, because she is a ferocious, aggressive thug of Big Fannie Willis in Georgia. And the timeline is critical, because Jack Smith, despite his aggression, he's getting slowed down. The Trump legal team was terrific yesterday. They're slowing things down. They want an election to happen. One of the things that I think we need to try and be clear about is Donald Trump being a convicted felon ahead of the November election is not good for us. It's not. Anyone who tries to spin it, oh, it's going to backfire. Maybe. But there are millions of center-right voters that think very highly of themselves that will be manipulated through persuasive advertising and the media, and they'll say, hey, don't vote for a felon. That sort of messaging very well might work with millions of people. And you can blame them to a certain extent. So shouldn't we do everything we possibly can to make sure that Donald Trump is not a convicted felon ahead of November? What I'm getting at is that that is more critical than the crackhead traitor Hunter Biden, who, by the way, should have been dealt with in February or March. Instead, we were too busy playing happy talk, patty cake, doing whatever they were doing on debt ceiling and CRs and taking 6-week vacations and taking off August and taking off November, taking off Christmas. So if everything is destination November, if it's all eyes on the election November, and we were to rank the clear and present danger to prevent an election from occurring, because I think if all of us agree, hey, we get an election, we have a chance. Yeah? We get an actual election, we get a chance. Big Fannie Willis right now is one of the weapons the Democrat regime is using to prevent us from having an election. So the gift that we have been given is that Big Fannie Willis is a Claudine Gay type. She's a Ketanji Brown Jackson. She's not very smart. She's corrupt. She's all over the place. She's hiring boy toys. They're doing invoices with the White House counsel's office. This is the time, everybody, to focus all of this. Where are the subpoenas? And I was asking some members of Congress this morning, where are the subpoenas? And they said, oh, you know, this takes time and all this. I said, enough of these excuses. You guys are the laziest pack of people I have ever been around. I'm sorry. I'm not going to keep on making excuses for them. And then Nancy Mace is going on in this crass tone, talking about white privilege and that Hunter Biden doesn't like to hear from conservative women. Like, spare me the view, okay? Spare me the Joy Behar talking points while we have an election that is being compromised and being interfered with directly via the White House counsel's office. What I'm getting at, again, this is not the Charlie Kirk Show revelation. There's been plenty of other people on social media that are doing this, but I think that we're getting the shiny object here and all this stuff. Here. Hold on, guys. We found the hub. We stumbled into the offensive coordinator's booth. Shouldn't we ask a couple questions? So let's subpoena Black Better Call Saul. Subpoena the boy toy. Get Nathan Wade to come answer some questions. At the very least, you're going to uncover that Fannie Willis broke Georgia law potentially. That's a big deal. That could get all of these charges dismissed. That could get Fannie Willis to resign in disgrace. That could put the whole timeline in jeopardy, everybody. And we could actually get an election. Isn't that all that we're asking for? They want some sort of crazy regime appointment, third world country selection. We want an election. It's that simple. And since Speaker Johnson is completely worthless and borders open, FBI, 702, borrowing $2 trillion, fine. I'm not going to waste time on that. The last gasp, I guess, we have, instead of using political power, is to say, can we have something that resembles an election? That resembles an election. Something. And the way we do that, is very simple. The way we do that is you have to delegitimize Big Fannie Willis. If you're able to do that, you're able to get close to something where Donald Trump will be under indictment but not under conviction. There'll be questions about all of the motives, all of the corruption. We need to significantly damage the credibility of Big Fannie Willis, her legitimacy. She is not an honest actor. She is not ethical. She's traveling the country with this personal injury lawyer that she might be having an affair with. Potentially, she's going to the White House days after the indictment is issued. Full of typos, by the way. So Big Fannie Willis, I want to understand, she's, oh, you know, we're up against time here, and we got Mark Meadows and Rudy Giuliani, and she has time to get on a Delta Airlines flight to go to D.C. to go hang out with the vice president? Was that an invite of congratulation or a reward or a coordination? We don't know. And then, by the way, you got Brian Kemp, who's also not my favorite. He could get involved. The Georgia House could get involved. There's so much going on here where we have to start to think critically, what do we want? And since the House of Representatives are not doing anything on impeachment, they're just kind of, well, we need more impeachment. Okay, you guys blew it. Okay, you blew it. You guys can't get the votes to get the border secure. I'm supposed to believe out of nowhere we're going to have that Mario Diaz ball art guy. You got Ken Buck, who's basically a CNN contributor right now. Judiciary Committee, though. Jim Jordan, I have faith in you. Jim Jordan, here's my advice to you. I love Jim Jordan. Great guy. Honest actor. Always been great to me. Why doesn't the Judiciary Committee work Saturday and Sunday, and Monday morning we have subpoenas? Subpoenas. Subpoenas. Not letters, not requests. Subpoenas. Monday morning, telling Nathan Wade he has to be under oath. By the way, behind closed doors. I don't need some sort of crazy cable television spectacle, okay? By next Friday, we deserve, the American people deserve, and strategically, this is smart, we deserve a deposition. Nathan Wade, what was this 8 billable hours for? What were the contents of this conversation? Was the Biden White House aware? Did they offer advice? Did they get a tip? Did they tell you how to do it? Did they give you presidential immunity types? These are like, by the way, this is layman stuff. This is like 10 or 12 questions. Get it done. This is not some sort of complex. You're dealing with morons is what I'm getting at, okay? These people don't cover their tracks. He put on the invoice. He might as well put on the invoice, $8,000. Go after Orange Man. I mean, give me a break. This is not exactly rocket science here. Focus. Focus. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Brand new year and a new year's resolution are here, and I have one you should make. Join me in donating to Preborn. Save babies by providing ultrasounds and be a hero for life this year starting today. Together, during the Sanctity of Human Life Month, we're going to save 35,000 babies to show the world that even if our government and our laws don't respect the unborn, we do. Your gift to Preborn will give a girl the truth about what's happening in her body so that she can make the right choice. What better way to start this new year than to join us saving babies? And $28 a month will save a baby a month all year long. A $15,000 gift, some of you out there might be able to do this, will provide a complete ultrasound machine that will save thousands of babies for years and years to come. It will also save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. So start this year right by resolving to be heroes for life. Call 833-850-2229 or click on the Preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That is the Preborn banner at charliekirk.com. So check it out. Join me in donating and make a year-end gift to help save babies. I just made my gift. In fact, we're making another one before the end of the year. Check it out right now. charliekirk.com. Click on the Preborn banner. Who needs Democrats when you have your own members of Congress lecturing us about white privilege? What are you, a left-wing social justice warrior activist? Nancy Mace, play cut 61.
First of all, my first question is, who bribed Hunter Biden to be here today? That's my first question. Second question, you're the epitome of white privilege, coming into the Oversight Committee, spitting in our face, ignoring a congressional subpoena to be deposed. What are you afraid of? You have no balls to come up here and—
Mr. Chairman, point of inquiry.
Mr. Chairman,
If the gentlelady wants to hear from Hunter Biden, we can hear from him right now, Mr. Chairman. Let's take a vote and hear from Hunter Biden. What are you afraid of?
Yeah, white privilege. That's what we need to be lectured about. Using left-wing talking points, using this ridiculous narrative. Oh, yeah, you're an example of white privilege. Well, by the way, my question is for House Republicans that want to make this into a cable television Maury Jerry Springer show. Why haven't you impeached Joe Biden? Why haven't you impeached Alejandro Mayorkas? Why is that? What's going on with that? By the way, and then MTG comes out and she says, oh, you know, you're really afraid of conservative women. No, he's not. What kind of stupid thing to say is that? Why are we using like left-wing weaponized talking points? He's a traitor to the country. Where's the impeachment proceeding? Why aren't you guys holding Speaker Johnson accountable? Enough talk, guys. Start acting as if you have political power. Acting as if you have political power. Let's go to a cut here. Nancy Mace continues and says, I think that Hunter Biden should be arrested right here, right now, and go straight to jail. Okay, then why didn't you guys, where's the impeachment of Joe Biden? Why has that not happened? Hunter Biden storms out in the middle of the congressional hearing. Play cut 69.
Gentleman's time's expired. Chair recognizes Ms. Green from Georgia for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Excuse me, Hunter. Apparently, you're afraid of my words.
Whoa. Here goes.
Oh. I'd like to reclaim my time, Mr. Chairman.
Burst their bubble.
Wow, that's too bad.
Yeah. All designed to distract us. All designed to distract us. They're not doing anything on the border. They're not shutting down the government to try to get Mayorkas all figured out. They would love nothing more than to have a cable television sideshow. That's exactly what we're giving them. House Republicans are giving them a cable television sideshow. Let's play another piece of tape here. Play cut 67.
I think it's clear and obvious for everyone watching this hearing today that Hunter Biden is terrified of strong conservative Republican women because he can't even face my words as I was about to speak to him. What a coward.
Yeah, that's going to get him. Let's summarize this. Joe Biden is using potentially the White House counsel's office as a way to coordinate the activity in the Fulton County DA's office. This is one of the biggest things we have in front of us. The election of 2024, at the current pace, by the way, Republicans have, what have they accomplished? Nothing in the House of Representatives. Nothing. Nothing. A lot of these people want to come on the show. And I say, what have you guys done? Nothing. Gone. And there's one thing in front of us. We can actually save the 2024 election. Save the integrity of the 2024 election. Big Fannie Willis is using the instruments in front of them to, the instruments in front of her, to interfere directly with our ability to have an uninterfered election. And it's Joe Biden and his cabal of criminals that are the ones that are coordinating it. Nathan Wade needs to be subpoenaed immediately. This personal injury lawyer invoiced on an official document in Fulton County, an official document. He said, we need to, he said in the document, eight billable hours, two parts for the anti-corruption investigation. That needs to happen right now. This is multi-layered. By the way, it involves Rudy Giuliani and Mark Meadows. This is a huge opportunity. We'll see if House Republicans do anything about it. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.